You know, I feel like I've come home. I love all of you so much. And I've known you for a very, very long time. And it's just wonderful to be here. When Elder Ward asked me to share the time with Elder Mark, I said, I don't know if I'll have that much in me. If the Lord be with me, I might. But if he's not, I'll sit down after 5 minutes. So y'all pray that not only that the Lord's with me, with Elder Rowell, and all of us this morning. When I sat down from leading, I had led 255. Y'all get over and look at that again. We sing them. You know, if you're sitting at home and you want to hear something about the Word of God and you don't have a tape to listen to, pick up your songbook and read these songs. There's sermons in almost every one of these songs, especially in this one, 255. Jesus, his name, it shall be called. It's not that it might be called or could be called. Jesus, his name, it shall be called. The holy angel said, for he shall offer redemption to all of the people if they just accept his name and say the sinner's prayer. No. For he shall save his people. How many? All. By suffering in their stead. This heavenly message, we believe that Christ shall come to save. That precious gospel we receive and give him all the praise, every bit of it. We deserve none of the praise. He healed the sick, gave back the dead. He spake and it was done. And trusting him, we need not dread the cold and silent tomb. He rose a victor over death. Amen. And back to heaven has gone. But will return again to earth to set up a kingdom here so other people will have a chance. No. You know, Elder R.H. Pittman wrote these songs. This sermon has come from Elder R.H. people. But we'll return again to earth to take his people home. Who's he taking home? His people. Anybody else get to go? No, just his people. Oh, blessed Jesus, my dear friend, alone I look to thee. And when my little life shall end, I pray, remember me. Amen. My father in the flesh, Elder J.E. Barrington, he loved preaching from the songbook. And I guess I kind of caught some of that from him. I accidentally touched this one, Mark, so I'm going to make that one mine. I have several things on my mind, and I didn't come here expecting to be called on to preach because I knew there'd be a lot of ministers here. So, and all the ministers that are here are well-seasoned, have been preaching for a very long time. I was just ordained last fall, so I'm a child when it comes to preaching the Word. I've tried to preach the Word in my life, in my living, in my singing, which we all can do that. You can preach the Word to your fellow members, your fellow loved ones, by doing the things that the Lord has asked us to do. If you do that, they'll see that. Did you know that? If you don't, guess what? They'll see that too. That's right. So I've got several things on my mind, and I may be bouncing around, but I'd like to go first, the very first psalm. Y'all continue to pray for me, for this service, for this church, and all the Lord's people on this earth, the churches around the world, the country that are meeting this morning. First Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Let's go back to the top. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Well, let's put this in practical purposes. As you're living here in this life, do you know ungodly people? Do you have friends you know that are ungodly? You're blessed if you don't walk in their counsel. If they say, hey, come with me. We're going to go out here on Friday night to this place. We want you to come along. We don't want to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, do we? Because here's what's happened. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. If you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, all of a sudden, guess what happens? You stop, and you're standing there. Where are you standing? In the counsel of the ungodly. Now you're standing in the way of sinners. And then what do? After you stand there a while, you get tired and everybody sits down. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Don't walk with them, don't stand with them, and don't sit down with them. Very simple teaching that the psalmist David gave us here. If you do these things, you're going to get into trouble. And I'm a good example of that. I left Texas when I was 17. I was playing in a country music band. And Tommy Alsup was our manager, and he was the guitar player for Buddy Holly. When Buddy Holly had died, Tommy was managing our little group, had a little studio in Odessa. But Tommy got hired by Metro Media, which is MGM, to go to Nashville and start a new record label. This is in 1967, a while back. So this little band that I was playing with, it was a child act. It's called the Burris Youngins. He was 14 and she was 9. I was 17. Well, we moved to Nashville because we've now got a recording contract in Nashville, Tennessee. What could be better than that? I said to myself. My dad looked at me, Elder J.E. Barrington, who had been my pastor, and I've been sitting under the sound of his preaching and his gospel. I said, Dad, is it okay if I go with them to Nashville? The Burris Youngins were the major part, and I was just the backup guy. He said, Gary, if you think you're man enough and you want to do that, you can go. And you can come back home at any time to visit, but you can't come back home to stay. Those words rang really strong to me, especially 10 or 15 years later, when I found myself in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, I went out there and I told my dad, I said, well, Dad, I know we don't believe in some of the things these people do. And I'm not going to go out there. And if there's a place where there's beer and alcohol and they're serving that, I'm not going to play there. He said, well, that's good, you know. But what happened? One day I was talked into, well, it's just a little class reunion of people who graduated 50 years ago. They're older people. Nothing's going to go wrong. So what did I do? I walked in the counsel of the ungodly. How did I know they were ungodly? By the way they acted. by the things they were doing. I saw things that I hadn't necessarily seen before. I didn't see this in the Primitive Baptist Church. But here these people were worshiping something, but it wasn't our Lord. I walked around with them. I said, well, this is not so bad. Then all of a sudden I was standing there with them. I wish I'd known this scripture strongly back in them days. And I stood there with them. And it wasn't long after 2 or 3 weeks, I sat down with them and I watered in everything that they had. And I became just as ungodly as I could be. You call that confessing your sins? I guess that's what you call it. And it took me 30 some odd years to understand what I was doing and why I shouldn't be there and to come home to West Texas. That had been 12 years ago. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But, I love the buts in the scriptures. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. As I sat down after leading that song, what was it, 255? When I sat down after leading that song, Jesus' name, Elder Mark turned around to me and shook my hand. He said, that's my favorite song. And I said, well, me too. And get your book out. Let's look at 255. I know you got this memorized. Again, Elder R.H. Pittman, another elder, was penned these words. Here's another sermon that you can look at when you're sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. Jesus' name, it shall be called. The holy angel said, for he shall save his people all by suffering in their stead. Praise the Lord that Jesus came to this earth, walked on this earth, took on our flesh, suffered and died on the cross, was buried, and then it was over, huh? No. After 3 days, he rose, he was resurrected from the grave, has gone back to heaven, is going to come back one day to take us all home. And like I said earlier, he's not going to set up a kingdom here on this earth. We are his kingdom now. If you love the Lord, you're in his kingdom. If you're part of this church, this is God's kingdom right here. If you want to be a part of God's kingdom, just walk up here and tell Elder Rao, I want to be part of God's kingdom. And he'll know what to do. He'll know what to say. Real quickly, let's go to Philippians. And then I'll get out of Elder Mark's way because I look forward to hearing him preach the word of God. The 4th chapter of the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul wrote this. The first word in the 4th chapter is therefore. Now what does therefore mean? Because of everything that's been said, because of everything I just taught you, everything that I have been preaching, therefore, now, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. 4th verse, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Therefore, rejoice in the Lord always, and I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Moderation, well, you know what moderation is. Just don't get out of hand, you know. Be moderate. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. You get to do that. You get to pray to God. When you're down and you need help, pray unto the Lord. You know what? He will provide. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I love these next two verses. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and see in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. I love the shalls in the Bible. Once again, I want to read the 8th and 9th verse again. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received, the things you have learned sitting here under the sound of the gospel, those things you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, seen in the Apostle Paul, he's Do those things, and the God of peace shall be with you. My brothers and sisters, I love you all. I'm going to step out of the way of Elder Rao now and continue to pray for him as we go forth in this service.